you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
When you talk about someone giving heed, it's important for young people to have a good understanding of what that means. This morning, I just want to look at a couple of definitions and make it plain. First of all, when a person is giving heed, it says that they are cautious. You and I should be cautious as young men and young women of God. We shouldn't be in a hurry to do everything in life. We need to be cautious, you know. And sometimes if you're not cautious, it can cost you. You know, if you're quick to do something and there has been instructions or directions that you should be cautious and you're not, you can mess yourself up. If I see a do not trespass sign, I'm very cautious because folk in our day and time are quick to pull the trigger. So if it say do not trespass, I'm going to be very cautious. When I go to the airport or different parking lots and the signs say do not back up here, and they got an illustration of your tire being busted, I'm very cautious. When I go downtown and I got a park and I see a parking meter, I ain't even got to see no sign. I just know automatic. I better put some money in there because they gonna mess around and give me the boot, and I don't want the boot. So I give heed, or I'm being very, very cautious. You got to be cautious in life, young folk, about emails you open up. Cautious about phone calls you receive and so forth. What does it mean to give heed? It means to be cautious. Secondly, to pay close attention to. You pay close attention when you are a person that is giving heed. You pay close attention. You're concentrating. If you're giving heed this morning to the preacher, you're not playing on your phone. You're paying close attention. It's something that the preacher has that's just for me. Why? Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God or God's preacher. So I'm paying close attention. Play with you after church. Show you my three-point shot after church. But during service, I'm giving heed. But from a biblical standpoint, what young people need to understand what giving heed means, it means to listen and obey. It means to listen and obey, but then you get to a point, young folk, to where you become addicted to listening and obeying. You just don't listen to the preacher and do what they say just to be doing it. No, you know the results. And so you get addicted. You get addicted to giving heed to divine instructions. And that's how God wants us to be. He wants us to be addicted to listening to him and obeying. And see, if we do that, especially young folk, when it comes to God's prophet, we're going to prosper. I said, we're going to prosper. Why? Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. So as a teenager, in your mid-20s or older, we have to be addicted to hearing and obeying the written, help me out, and the revealed word of God. And how many, that's your desire. You may not be there totally yet, but how many, that's your desire to get addicted? That's right. Same way some of us are addicted to what the weatherman say. Well, the weatherman said it's going to rain, so I got my umbrella. See, you heard that, and you just automatically obeyed. But we need to always remember, God can change that forecast. Because the earth is the Lord's, and the what? Fullness thereof. Well, the world in pandemic, but God said better is here and bigger is coming. Whose report am I going to believe? I'm addicted to what God has said. I heard it and I obey it. Y'all with me? Now, when it comes to giving heed, young folk, listen, we need to give heed, especially to the things of God, wholeheartedly. We need to be sincere and genuine. We need to be, help me, sincere and genuine when it comes to giving heed to the things of God. We don't need to play around with God. We don't want to be no hypocrite. We don't want to be playing church. We need to be sincere. All right? If we coming up short, Lord, I done messed up again. Will you help me? And how many know we serve a God? He will help you. He is a very present help in the time of need. So he will help us, but we got to be sincere. In truth, the Bible teaches young folk that a broken spirit and a contrite heart, that's what draws God. That is what pleases God. That what draws God near. So we got to just be real with God. Lord, I know I should have prayed, but I didn't. See, God gives grace to the humble. Just be real. Look at somebody say, just be real. In your praise, be real. When you give, be real. When you with your peers, just be genuine. Just be real. I don't like fake stuff. What about you? I went through a period in my life to where I did like fake stuff, but I'm over that. And I'm not faking it till I make it. I want the real deal. From my shoes to my clothes to my jewelry, even to my relationships, I want the real deal. Just the real deal. Don't play with me. Don't be fake. Just be you. Don't try to be somebody you're not. Just be you. If you like me, say, I want the real deal. That's it. Now, some of you didn't say nothing, but it's all good. We're going to move on. Now, according to our scripture, read my notes. Heeding the word is powerful. And there are two reasons young people should practice heeding the word. So when we look at our text in Hebrews 2 and 1, we see that heeding or giving heed is very powerful. But I want to step away from the text and help lay a little bit more foundation and show you how powerful heeding God's word is. All right? Follow me to Psalm 119. Let me show you how powerful heeding the things of God is. If you ever get to the point as a teenager, 20-something, 30-something, to make up in your mind, you're going to heed God's word, whether written or revealed, some powerful things going to happen in your life. All right, y'all prove to me you got it. Psalm 119 and verse number 9. And notice what David says. Y'all ready? Prove to me you got it. Ready? Let's go. How can a young man cleanse his way? By, finish it, taking heed according to your word. Look how powerful heeding the word is. When we heed God's word, young folk, it will cleanse our way. It will cleanse our life. All I need to do is heed God's word, and he will sanctify my life. He will help me to be holy. He will help me to be righteous. All I need to do is hear the word and put it into action. Can I break it down in our hometown? If you got some bad habits, all you need to do is start heeding the word. He'll clean that nasty attitude up if you just heed the word. Woo! If you like to lie and you a good liar, you borderline professional liar. Woo, you acting just like the devil, because the devil is the father of lies. But sometimes, young folk, we can start lying and get good at it. But all liars, the Bible teaches, will have their part in the lake of fire. So I don't want to go to hell for no lying. So, Lord, I got to clean myself up. I got to quit this lying to mama. I got to quit lying to myself. I got to quit lying to my friends. How do I do it, Lord? Just start taking heed to the word, and he'll start to sanctify you. Woo, I wish my liars in here would just come clean and say, Lord, help me. Woo, it's some liars in here. Yeah, you got to do better. Just come on and be real and just say, he talking about me. Don't put your business in the street, but he wouldn't have gave it to me if you wasn't in here. Yeah, he'll cleanse your way if you just start taking heed to the word. Oh, it's some young folk that's young but hooked on porn. You know where to get you off that porn? Taking heed to God's word. Every woman ain't no freak like that. Every woman ain't gonna do you like that. She getting paid to do that. But you addicted to it. You feel like you can't live without it. But you know what can get you delivered from porn? Taking heed to the anointed word of God. See, the anointing would destroy that yoke. Not just a regular old message. You need a preacher that's living and walking by faith and is anointed of God and will stand flat-footed and preach God's word, and you'll get some deliverance if you take heed to it. Now, check this out. We usually, when we talk about porn, we think it's young men that's hooked on it. But it's some young women that's hooked on porn. I said it's young women that's hooked on porn. It's young women that's got some aggressive sexual desires. And the only way you gonna get delivered, girl, is if you start taking heed to the word. How are you gonna get delivered from liking another girl as a young woman? How are you gonna get delivered from that? You know God made you a young woman, and the Bible says he made man a woman for man, but here you are talking about you like another young woman. You need to be delivered. And the only way you can get delivered is through the word. You gotta start putting that word into action. What you mean you smoking on vape now? You need to be delivered. What you mean you doing it? Mama don't know it. It's odorless. She can't smell it. Well, God see everything. He see in every place. He beholds the good and the evil. God know about it. Now, how can you get delivered from that favorite flavor you like smoking on? Start taking heed to the word, and God will bring you out. You ain't got to go to the club. You ain't got to sniff. You ain't got to snort. You ain't got to smoke weed just to have a testimony. You can have a testimony, young folk, that God kept you off of that. You can have a testimony that you never tasted that. You can have a testimony that you never went there. You don't have to say you did it and God bought you out. You can have a unique testimony. I ain't never drunk before. I ain't never smoked before. I ain't never hoed before. I ain't never went to the club before. That's a powerful testimony in 2021. Look at somebody say, you can do it. Oh, come on, water boy, water girl. Look at somebody say, you can do it if you take heed to the word. The word will clean you up. I used to cuss hard with combo words. Yes, I did, Brother Zach. Yes, I did. And I tried to stop cussing. I tried. I did. I ain't going to cuss this week. I ain't going to cuss. But guess what I end up doing? I kept on cussing. I had to take heed to the word. I had to get saved. And then he filled me with the Holy Spirit. Woo, good God. Gave me some power, young folk. A power to where I don't have to do what I used to do. His word will clean our life up. Y'all excited about it? Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs. Y'all got me sweating. Proverbs 16 and verse 20. Look how powerful heeding the word is. Read it with me. He who heeds the word wisely will find good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he or she. Y'all didn't get happy on that first part. Let's try it again. He or she who heeds the word wisely will find good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, help me, happy is he or her. He or she. What is the power of heeding the word in this text? If I heed the word, I'm going to find good. I'm going to find it. It's out there waiting on me. All I need to do is just be cautious, listen, and obey God's word, and I'm going to find good. It don't matter, young folk, if you work minimum wage. If you are heeding God's word, you're going to find some good. It don't matter if you come out of single parent household or if neither parent is in your life. If you heed God's word, you're going to find some good. It don't matter if you are off living on your own and you are having a hard time supporting yourself. If you heed God's word, you're going to find some good. You're going to find something that's going to cause you to be productive. You're going to find something that's going to cause you to be prosperous. All we need to do is heed God's word. It don't matter if you're 12, 22, or 32. Just do God's word and you're going to find some what? You're going to find some good. I want good. What about you? I want something that's going to change my life for the better. So I got to get in my mind, get in my spirit. Just heed God's word, Baker. And no matter what type of tough times you go through, it's going to be some good in it. It's just like some of you right now, you're going through things in your body. Some of you are going through things in your family. Some of you are going through things in your personal life. If you don't get frustrated, if you stay focused, it's going to be some good in the midst of what you're going through that you're going to find. And God specializes, young folk. He don't wait till you come out of what you're going through. You'll find good right in the midst of your problems, your trouble, and your hardship. So you got to have your mindset, look, I'm going through, but it's some good in here. I'm hurting, but it's some good in here. I'm almost broke, but it's some good in here. I'm late on this, but it's some good in here. That's got to be our mindset. We should never say, it is what it is. No, we don't say that. We should be saying, I'm going to find some good. If I heed the word. Now, let me say this. When it comes to heeding young people, and today I'm going to be teaching us who we should heed and why we should heed God's word. It's important to understand who we also should not heed. We got to have both sides of the story. Pastor gonna teach me who I should heed, but I also need to be aware of who I should not heed. Because what happens is sometimes, young people, we heed who we shouldn't, and we don't heed who we should. So you as a young woman, you need to be paying close attention. All right, he going to break down why I should be heeding God. But Pastor finna teach me now who I shouldn't heed. And this is very important, especially for young people. Y'all follow me to Mark 8. I done showed you two benefits of heeding God. Now let me show you in Mark 8 who we should not heed. Y'all still with me? Now I'm gonna need to take my time on this little verse right here, but it's so relevant. It's so important. Mark 8 and 15. And y'all read along with me. Y'all ready? All right. Now this is Jesus talking in Mark 8 and 15. And he's telling his audience who they should not heed, specifically his disciples. Then he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. Jesus telling his disciples, take heed, beware of what two types of people are teaching. That's what leaven has to do. They're teaching. Beware of the teaching of Pharisees. Don't take heed to them. And beware of the teaching of Herod. Don't heed him either. Who are the two groups of people? The Pharisees and Herod. Now, because God does not change, he told his disciples this back then. So it also applies to his disciples today. Do not take heed to Pharisees or Herod. Well, Pastor, I don't know nobody named Pharisee. And I don't know nobody named Herod. But there are people that have the spirit of the Pharisees and people that have the spirit of Herod. And they want young people to take heed to them. But you need to be like, nope, I'm not going to take heed to you. Can I break it down? Pharisees in Scripture, they were religious folk. They knew the word, but they weren't saved. But they were religious. Some were leaders in the church, but they were not true worshipers. Why? They did not live by faith. They did not live by the written and the revealed word of God. And you got people that have that same spirit in our day and time and want to try to tell us something and want us to be like them and want us to follow them, but they do not live by faith. I'm just going to be honest with you. Kirk Franklin can't tell me nothing. That's a Pharisee. That's somebody who got the spirit of a Pharisee. Matter of fact, need to get saved, in my opinion. Yes, publicly, a renowned, world-known man who would tell you he Christian, leads worship services. But we see, based upon his own son, he be cutting the food, cussing folk out hard. Then I'm like, Kirk, what is this man doing making songs with Lil Baby? Yes. On the BET Awards last week. Look it up. Got a song with him coming out in this new Space Jam movie. I'm like, dude, you can't tell me nothing. Not when Lil Baby songs promote things that a Christian should not promote. Getting high, sex, and so forth. Not. The light and the dark having fellowship together and then gonna get and try to preach and sing about Jesus to me? No, you can't tell me nothing. And I'm talking about your favorite singer probably, but it's just Bible. And so you got folk that have the spirit of Pharisees. Some of you know folk at your school, coaches and so forth, try to tell you they say they Christian and so forth, but be cussing up a storm. You'd be like, come on now. You can't tell me. you can't tell me nothing. You got to be able to identify this because Jesus said, beware. Beware. But then he said, also, young folk, we got to beware of the leaven or the teaching of Herod. Now, Herod, in Scripture, in the New Testament, was a governor, okay, who would later become the king of Judea. This man had great power and great influence over thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. If he said somebody were going to jail, guess what? They were going to jail. If he wanted to kill somebody, guess what they would do? They would kill. Had influence. But Herod did not respect God, the people of God, or the things of God. He would have a form of godliness, but he would deny the power thereof. Like folk do in our day and time, they'd be like, oh yeah, I'm blessed, but then go right back out and do something totally contrary to the will of God. This was the very one that wanted to kill Jesus as a baby. It was Herod. Oh, go find him. Go find this Messiah so I can worship him. But wanted to what? Kill him. Kill a baby. This is the one that wanted to sleep with his brother's wife. Herod had strong sexual desires. Wanted to sleep with his own brother's wife. And so what happened was John the Baptist started preaching on him and said, look, that's evil. You don't do that. And so now Herod want to kill John. But he couldn't kill him because he feared what the people would do because he knew John was a great prophet. So he got with his wife, and his wife conspired to have John. She conspired to have him killed. Now check this out. Had her daughter go dance for Herod at his birthday party. And the Bible said her dance pleased him. So it had to be some booty shaking going on. It had to be something for the Bible to say her dancing pleased him. It had to be something sexual in nature. It pleased him so much. Listen, he said, I give you whatever you want. Woo, sounded like Chris Brown, whatever you like. I just give you whatever. And you know what? She requested what her mama want. Look, give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter. Y'all better read y'all Bible. This better than sisters. And so he killed him. Had him killed. But I'm breaking down Herod for you to see his traits. His spirit did not respect God. Strong sexual desires. And had a lot of what? Influence. Had a lot of influence. And you got people in our day and time, young folk, that have the spirit of Herod. Oh, I got to give you some examples. You don't need to take heed to them. The same way Jesus said, don't take heed to the leaven of Herod. Young folk, don't take heed to folk in our day and time that have that same spirit. Let me give you an example of a young woman I believe got that same spirit. Yes, Megan. Megan Thee Stallion, she got that same spirit, got a whole lot of influence over young women. Woo! Young women and older women. Just very sexual in nature. No respect. Even got some girls in church talking about it's going to be a hot girl summer. Good God Almighty. You want that same spirit? You supposed to be a young woman of God. And so she got this new song out called Thought. I can't even say the next word. S-H-I-T. That thought. And so for those who don't know, that means a whorish woman. that hoe over there. Or it could mean something else. Do it mean something else? That's pretty much it, right? So let's look at this song right here, and let's look at this spirit of Herod. Now, these are some nice pictures of her. I seen some stuff I couldn't bring in here. Not in God's house. I was just looking. I was like, can't use that one. can't use that one. She got on clothes and knees. But the Lord dealt with me in my preparation and my study, saying, look, this spirit is trying to get a hold to our young women. Trying to get a hold of our young women. And they got a spirit that wants to turn young women out. Heterosexual women and homosexual women. Look at these lyrics. Y'all still with me? We're talking about not obeying these lyrics. So I'm going to be paraphrasing some stuff. It's going to be the clean version. Listen to what this woman is saying and teaching young people. Hands on my knees, shaking my A on my thought stuff. Post a pic of me, finna make me a prophet. When the liquor hit, then a B get toxic. What the F you in the club with these ninjas wildin'? I've been lit since brunch, early in the morning. She said, that's that thought stuff. Order 42 on the table, let's pop stuff. Look at this, missionary or doggy style. I'm a top stuff. Talking about sexual positions. I can say vagina, Kata. I can say vagina, right? Vagina ninjas hating on me from the closet. Hoes trying to call me a snake. Stuff, I guess I can relate. Because a bee spit a whole lot of venom. See, she talks stuff that's not productive. Talks stuff that's poisonous. Telling you she a snake. And since these hoes are all rats, when they come around me, all I see is a whole lot of denim. I walk around the house butt naked. And I stop at every mirror just to stare at my own posterior. Jeez, keep that to yourself. I don't give a F who talk behind my back. Because the bee knew better than to let me hear her. What kind of young woman in her right mind would promote this? That's the spirit of Herod. That's just a nasty spirit. What kind of young woman are you to have this if you do on your phone and you say, that's my jam? Or to make videos popping your booty to stuff like this on TikTok? You don't obey that type teaching. If you're a young man in God and you see your sister doing that, you should say something to her. Girl, what you doing? What are you doing? You should say something. Now, if your mama doing it, she grown. That's on her. Now, you should say something, but I don't know how it is. But the Spirit of God may rise up in you to check your mama. Because Jesus checked his mama. Did you not know I must be about my Father's business? The Holy Spirit may fall on you and say, mama, ain't you supposed to be a virtuous woman? Yo, women, don't obey stuff like this. Don't obey this teaching. When you see it, you should consider this nasty. You should consider this evil. You shouldn't consider this something. Man, I won't be like her. No. Jesus said, beware of teaching like this. Then you got the world-renowned Lil Nas X teaching stuff to our young people. Teaching young people, listen, if you have followed his tweets, and some of you have told me about him, he has basically said he is doing what he's doing based upon what I've read. Because a preacher told him that lifestyle was wrong when he was young. So now, he said, I'm getting back at him. No, you really just hurting yourself and those that follow you. See that same spirit? Hot boy summer. And here he is at the BET Awards wearing and just boasting about wearing a dress. Wearing a dress. God didn't make man to be like that. And then performed kissing men in the same performance. He did. No, this is what's being promoted and taught to our young folk. And when you see this type teaching, you don't take heed to it. Especially as a child of God, you should look at them and be like, not only is that nasty, that's ungodly. That's ungodly. It's popular, but it's ungodly. And I'm not going to give heed to that. So how many understand the difference between the teachings of Pharisees and Herod? These folk with Herod's spirit, they got the demonic spirit, but they in positions of power teaching this stuff to young folk. Don't give heed to it. Don't give heed to it. If I'm right about it, go ahead and give God a hand clap right there. In my close, according to our text, young folk, we must give the more earnest heed, listen, to what we have heard. He's making reference to what we've been taught according to God's word. That's what we need to give the more earnest heed to. That's what we need to pay attention to. Not what's going on in the world, but what is God revealing? That is what we need to get into our thoughts, our conversations, and affect our choices. That's what we need to pay close attention to. The things that pertain to God. The Lord is so awesome. He said, look, if you just seek me first, and my righteousness, or basically my word, what I'm revealing, I'm going to make sure everything you need is going to be added to you. I'm going to make sure you are well taken care of. You don't have to try to be like this, that, or the other. Just obey or take heed to my word, and I'm going to make sure you got everything you need and desire. I love how Bishop broke it down last week. We just delight ourselves in the Lord. We need to just give heed to God's word. Even as young folk, you need to practice that while you are a teenager, while you are in college, while you are out of high school. You need to just practice. I need to make sure I give heed to God's word. Even if I leave the house and live on my own, I still need to practice what I heard. I need to hold on to that. Need to make sure I'm in church when I need to be in church. Make sure even if I'm on the road working, I'm still sending God his tithe and his offering. Why? I'm giving heed to the things which I have heard. Make sure I'm still praying, because if I don't pray, I'm going to faint. Need to make sure that if I'm going to be at work, at least I go back and listen or watch the broadcast. Why? Because I need to take heed to the things which I heard. I need to know the seasons of God. I need to know the plan of God as a young person. Because life, young folk, can choke out the word. That's what the Bible says. The cares of life can choke out what you heard. So you and I, we have to make sure that we're paying attention. Because one word, young folk, just one word, one message can change your entire life. That's all it takes is one message. Am I right about it? But then he warns us in my clothes, he says, if we do not heed the word, look what's going to happen. We're going to drift away. It's not going to be an immediate thing. It's going to be something that takes place in stages. That's what a drifting does. I used to play in the bathtub when I was young. And I used to have a little toy boat. And I'd be sitting in the tub, and I would just make waves with my hand. And the boat would just drift away from me. And it would go toward the drain. It wouldn't happen all at once. It would just be a slow process. And see, young folk, if you make up in your mind, I hear what Pastor's saying, but I'm going to do what I want to do. You're going to start drifting away. What does drifting away mean? You're going to start getting off course. You're going to start getting off course. You're going to start going astray. God's word is just right. And if you and I don't make up in our mind to take heed to God's word, we're going to get off course. You're going to start thinking in ways you shouldn't think, first of all. Then you're going to start talking in ways you shouldn't talk. Then you're going to start doing everything that's been in your heart. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. And whatever's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. And you're going to start getting off course. Well, maybe I'll just stay at home. That's that drifting away. Well, maybe it's all right for me to just get close to this center. Oh, you drifting away. You drifting away. Getting off course. Well, I just pay on my tithe. I need to hold this money this week to pay a bill. And I pay on my tithe next time. I just give God an installment plan. No, you're drifting away. You're getting off course. You're going astray. But then to drift away also means to lose control. You lose control. God was in control because he was guiding you in all truth. But now you done lost control. You're wild now. Ain't that what they say about young folk? Oh, man, she buck wild. What that means? She done lost control. She used to keep stuff under subjection, but now she do what? She do whatever. Out of control. Out of control. And some of you done seen young folk when they get out of control. They ain't got no discipline. They just doing whatever. They done drifted away. They done stopped coming to church. They done stopped praying. They done stopped doing what God requires. Now they buck wild. Out of control. It's your choice. It's your choice. But see, if you can discipline yourself now and learn to do it while you're at home, when you get out on your own, you'll make some mistakes, but you ain't going to just totally get out of control because you understand the will of God. And it does happen sometimes. Sometimes young folk get out the house and they start making some bad choices. But thank God for grace and mercy. Well, you say, whoa, Jesus, let me stop before I get messed up. Yeah. Many of us have been there. I said many of us have been there. One day we're going to hear from Pierre. Pierre got an awesome testimony. Y'all, he got this testimony. He said, Pastor Baggy, I got this testimony about how I tried going to the club one time. He told me, he said, y'all need to hear him tell it. You don't mind if I share it, do you? He said, no, go ahead. Okay. He was like, man, I know it wasn't right. He said, I was up in the club, safe. He said, but the whole time, he said, I knew I shouldn't have been there. He said, I was scared. But I'm telling you, that word will talk to you. That word will get in you and you'll be doing stuff you know you shouldn't be doing. You'll be like, oh, God, Lord, just let me get out of here with my life. And I serve you, Lord. Some of you don't know a prayer like, Lord, please don't let her be pregnant. Just please, Lord, I shouldn't have been. Boy, them some lonely nights. You talk, Lord, please don't let her be pregnant. Lord, please don't let me go to jail. Please, Lord. All that, man, they ain't get no jail that can hold me. Okay. When they put them handcuffs on you and them blue lights behind you, oh, God, mama, it's real. But finally, to drift away just simply means to backslide. Backslide. Do you know they got preachers telling you that once you save, you always save? So you can come to the altar, get saved, and then go back doing what you used to do and not give heed to the word, and you still gonna make it in? No. Last verse that will help us understand drifting away or going astray. Let's look at Proverbs 10, and then we're done. All right? Proverbs 10, 17. Read it with me. He who keeps instruction is in the what? Way of life. Let's try it again. He who keeps instruction is in the way of life. But he who refuses correction goes astray. Because it's a proverb, he basically talking the same thing the Hebrew writer said. If you give heed to God's word, you're going to have life. But if you reject what you hear, the correction that comes forth, you're going to drift away or go astray. We need to make up in our minds, young folk, that we give heed to God wholeheartedly. And with that being said, I'm done. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for the teaching.
Searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go. Show, 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 this the way to go. Show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.